even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
Yeah, we're going to make those big dreams come true here at the Genius Lab. Toby Christensen, your self-empowerment trainer, and I am so excited to be here with you today. I hope you're having a fun day and good things are happening to you. Today, we're going to talk about three things that I think are the fundamental foundation for everything that you do. Whether you're creating a marketing plan, whether you're going to do a webinar, whether you're going to coach with people or counsel with people or save the world or whatever. These three things are the most important foundation. And the thing that's hilarious is hardly anyone spends any time on them. Okay? But if you want to be clear, and clarity is power, right? The more clearly you communicate your message, the more understandable you are, the more understandable you are, the more people can know how to buy what you have or how to participate in what you do. And so before you get your fancy marketing plan and before you do your rah-rah Tony Robbins thing, think about these three things. And if you're coming from a place of authenticity from these three keys to clarity, you will kick ass and take names, and it won't take any trickery or dumb fuckery to trick people into signing up for your deal. They will just want to because guess what? You're being real. Okay? I was talking to a friend of mine who has an MBA from Vanderbilt. And he's like, well, you know, one thing that I learned in all of my schooling is that the bottom line is the best marketing that you can have is called truth marketing. Just tell the truth. Just what do you have? How's it going to help them? And how do they get it? It's simple as can be. You don't have to get into all this, you know, hey, let me lean on my Ferrari and da da da. Not everybody wants a fucking Ferrari, right? Now, I do, so it's very appealing to me, but that's a whole nother thing. Anyway, so truth marketing, that's the deal, right? We want to make an impact in the world. We want to do good things in the world by just telling you the truth. If this is something you're interested in, it will help you in this way, and here's how you get it, right? If it doesn't, then I'm the wrong guy for you, okay? The three keys to clarity are these: core values, core beliefs, and mission, okay? Everybody, you think about companies. First thing you do when you start a company, you do a mission statement, right? Everybody's got to do a mission statement. It's like a thing. And they're fun and they're good and they're important. And then, you know, what's really important is 5 years down the line, are you still living according to that mission statement? So I want to, before we get very far in this, I want to define these things, okay? So like, what is a core value? What's a core belief? And what's a mission, right? So the first thing I want to talk about is core values. Now, when I look at core values, they're basically the foundation or the fundamental principles on which I do everything, all my teaching, all my promotion, everything. And if I don't follow that, then I'm not being truthful in my marketing. And that's another core value that is important to me, is to be true. And that way you don't have any regrets. So, but we'll get into examples of core values. First thing I want to talk about is what is a core value? And a core value is a fundamental principle that dictates behavior and helps people determine if they're on the right path and fulfilling their mission. Okay? So basically, it's really simple. It's a fundamental principle. And the thing about core values is core values don't change very much. Okay? Core beliefs do, and we'll get into that, but core values really don't change that much. And it makes the differentiation easy between a core value and a core belief, because beliefs change all the time. Right? We used to believe that the world was flat. We used to believe that, you know, man couldn't walk on the moon, or spacecraft couldn't, or a flying object couldn't penetrate the atmosphere and fly into space. And we've changed our belief on a lot of that stuff. So anyway, so that's core values almost always stay almost always the same. It's very interesting. So we've got our fundamental principles that dictate our behavior. What's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, what's helpful, what's not helpful. Okay. And then these fundamental principles help us determine if we're on the right track or the right path to fulfilling our mission. So it's really helpful and important to have core values. What I recommend is people figure out your top five. And what I do when I work with people in the Genius Lab is I send them 500 core values. They look at this and they're like, holy shit. Usually people will go through the list of 500 and they'll come up with about 25 to 30 that they resonate with. And then we work, I give you guys ideas on how you can refine them. And some of them are kind of double meanings. So there's some duplicates in there. They're just the same thing phrased in a different way. Find the way that phrases best for you and then get rid of the other ones. It's pretty easy to break them down to about 15 or 20. And then the hard work is getting those suckers down to 10 and then picking your five core. But it's a practice that is well worth the time you spend on it. So the second thing I want to talk about is core beliefs. Now, these are the basic beliefs that you have about yourself, others, and the world. And basically, they determine how you perceive or interpret the world. So the way you believe, I believe that all people are mean, nasty, and selfish. Okay? So everything that you do is going to be perceived from that belief system. Now, what's beautiful about core beliefs is that they can change. In other words, you meet somebody who is nice, somebody who is in integrity, someone who does have the higher purpose in mind, and they actually live it. And that can help to change your core belief. But there are also things that we work through in my coaching that are like critical. People who come in with core beliefs about themselves. I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I'm not good enough to deserve success. I mean, and some of it's very subtle, and some of it's completely on a subconscious level. And once we get digging at that, we can shift those beliefs, because I mentioned core values are almost always the same and they stay the same throughout your life. Core beliefs change. So think about that. You know, what are the basic beliefs that of how you think about yourself, what you believe about yourself, what you believe about others, and what you believe about the world? Is a world a place of abundant opportunity, or is it a place that's really scary with people waiting to do something harmful to you? How you perceive and interpret the world and others is going to be how you're going to do your business and how you're going to have friends and other relationships. So it's important to pay attention to. So there's our core values and core beliefs. Now I want to talk to you about your mission. Your mission is your reason for being. It's the purpose that you have for your life. It's why you're here, and it's why you do what you do. Okay? In other words, my mission is to help people realize their greatness. Now, I do this in a bunch of different ways. I teach sound therapy. I do coaching. I have podcasts. I have, website with all kinds of different services. I teach workshops. I write books. All of these are to help people realize their greatness. When it comes down to it, I can have 20 different things, but they all lead to the same place. Okay? And I would recommend, as you look at your mission, what most people that I'm associated with are brilliant, wonderful people, and they have lots of things that they're capable of doing. What I want to know is, what are the things that fit your core values and your core beliefs that support your mission? And usually that narrows it way down. And then once you determine that, how are you going to focus those things so that you're most effective in communicating your message and fulfilling your mission? Okay? It's a big deal. Now, to give you some examples of what these things are, I'm going to share with you my own stuff. Okay? And I'm very open with the own work, with my work that I do, and my own personal space that I hold. And I hope it's a learning experience for you, because, you know, so many people hide all their stuff. I have a friend who's an executive coach and super, super nice guy, but very protective of intellectual property. That's it. Sorry about that. Hang on. It's water, not a martini, I promise. At least for now. But yeah, intellectual property, and I get that people protect their ideas and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I've never heard of or seen a new idea. I just see regurgitation of other people's ideas. And I encourage people to take my stuff and run with it. So there you go. So let's start first with core values. I'm going to share with you my top five core values. Okay. The first core value that's really important for me is authenticity. Be real. If you guys have been around me, or you've taken my workshops, or you've coached with me, you know that basically I'm going to tell you where it's at from how I see it and why I see it that way. And you are going to have absolute confidence that you're getting the real deal from me, because that's just how it is. I don't have time to, you know, blow smoke up your ass and be some fakey bullshit guru guy that's going to make you all happy and joyful. If you do good things, I'm going to give you a pat on the back and accolades for it. And if you fuck up, I'm going to kick your ass. Okay? You're going to know right where you stand. So you never, ever need to worry about where you are with me, because you will always know. Second core value is having fun. That's another thing you guys who have worked with me know. Everything I do is about fun. Like, even when we're doing serious work, like serious grief ritual stuff, we have a ton of fun. And the deal is, life is too fucking short, you know, to be miserable. So let's do fun. Make the best of everything. If you can't make fun out of it, don't do it. That's my policy. Okay. Third core value is that I care. How many people do you hear say, "Oh, I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Man." Okay. I care about everything. Okay. Everything that is in my life. Because if I don't care about it, guess what? It's not in my life. Because why would you carry around a bunch of shit that you don't care for or that you don't care about? Life's too short. Again, we have limited time here, man. We got to spend our time on the things that we love, that we care about, and that we're passionate about. Okay? We don't have time to waste on anything that you don't care about. So if you don't care about it, get rid of it. The fourth, be excellent. Okay? The thing that I realized is I was really good at a bunch of stuff, but not excellent at anything. And so there's just a few things that I got rid of a bunch of stuff and have created a few things that I love to do that rock my world and that I'm really getting excellent at. And, you know, one of the things is music production. I mean, my buddy CJ, we do Hear the Hope together, and it's been so awesome to have him teach me music production, because I really love it and it helps me. I love music. And so being able to produce a good quality recording, man, that has been great. So, but it takes a lot of time to create excellence. So I had to decide, do I want to continue learning production, and am I going to put the time into it to be excellent, or would I just as soon pay someone else to do it? And for me, for now, I've chosen to do it. So excellence is something that's really important. I want to be really good at the things that I do. And the fifth core value for me is to be true. And basically what true is to me is to follow my heart with no regrets. I might do things that some of you say, "Oh my God, how could you do that?" or whatever. I don't know. But the deal is, if I'm doing something, it's because it's truth for me and it's something that I hold in my heart as something that I want to do at that particular point in time, and I'm willing to accept any consequence that might come with it. So follow your heart and you will have no regrets. So there's my five core values. My five core beliefs, and beliefs are influenced by core values. Your core values are the foundation, your beliefs are the fuel, and your mission is the thing that is being fueled. So these three things work powerfully together. So my core beliefs are if I commit to a path and stay focused, I will reach my goal. The thing that I find is that there are many times when I don't stay focused and I get pissed off because I don't reach my goal. I'm like, God damn it, I blew it again. And it's my belief is I need to stay focused because my experience is when I don't stay focused, I don't get it done. So my second core belief is that there are limitless opportunities in the world. I really believe that. And if you look at, I mean, I remember riding on a boat in Lake Washington, looking at all of the multi-gazillion dollar homes. And I'm thinking, there is so much freaking money here. Anybody who's in a poverty consciousness, it's like, dude, how many different ways are there to make money? There are tens of thousands of multi-million dollar homes that people are affording. Get with it, man. If you want to be rich, there's lots of ways to get there. Or if you want to go out into the wilderness and be a hermit, you know, same thing. There's a million different ways of doing it, a million different places to go. So there are limitless opportunities in the world. There are millions of different kinds of people to help, on and on and on. Okay. The third one, you might call this a negative belief, but this is true for me, that I think ultimately people will choose what benefits them personally over a greater good. I think ultimately people are in the West anyway, people are fundamentally selfish. And I've been stabbed in the back enough times and I've had enough business dealings go wrong or not the way that they were planned because people found something that benefited them more. And they were happy to let their agreement and commitment go to the wayside for their own personal benefit. Fourth, what I focus on, I feed. And what I believe is that when I get fucked up, when I get spun out, it's because I'm focusing on shit that spins me out and fucks me up. And when I feel really good, it's because I'm focusing on that. So one of my beliefs is what I focus on, I feed. And the last one, number five, is I bring good energy to the world. I do believe that. Even when I'm messed up, I always find a way to bring something good. And so there are ways to change your core beliefs. And I'm going to go over that in a webinar that I'll do. Check my website out and see what... See when those webinars are, and it's powerful. But there you go. There's five core values and five core beliefs, and then my mission, as I stated earlier, is basically. Well, let me give you an example. My mission is to help people realize their greatness. I believe that everyone is born a genius, and it's my job to acknowledge and support the genius that resides in everyone, so that they understand and realize their genius. So. Other mission statements might be to help people to inspire positive change through teaching and coaching. Okay, that's somebody that might be a coach or do workshops. Another good mission is to positively impact the life of every person I meet. Okay, so those are examples of other missions. So these three things are the most important thing you can think about and that you can focus on. And I would love the opportunity to work with you on these things. There is a program called the Genius Lab. And if you go to tobychristensen.com/ actually, forget the forward slash. Just go to tobychristensen.com and look on the things that I offer. And at the top of the drop-down menu will be Genius Lab. Okay. And this is where we go deep into understanding these three things. We also then talk about your goals and your worldview, which I won't get into today. But think about what are your core values? What are your core beliefs? And what is your mission? And while you're doing these things, go deep, go strong, be truthful, and keep looking up.